FM's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Hey, if you think you're good at hiding your naughty videos, don't go too far away because I reckon I know where you store them. That's right.
Oh.
I'm going to hack into your naughty videos. That's right. It's Tom here with Hack.
Oh, that's interesting positioning, isn't it?
Why?
I'm just being a hacker. Sounds familiar. Are we going to talk? Like, let's talk?
I'm going to go hack.
Well, speaking of... If you like videos that aren't naughty, though, head to Facebook and check out Tom loving his birthday surprise that I organised for him.
Didn't love it.
On Friday, we took you to a tour of Parliament, Tom. State Parliament.
Didn't love it. It was horrible. It's where politicians go.
You asked about Malcolm Turnbull, and Pablo, the tour guide, had to say, mate, this is State Parliament, not federal. Get your parliaments right.
You set me up. You whispered that into my ear.
No, don't say that. I'm a good boy. Check it out, Facebook, at Tom and Ollie, and loving the comments as well.
Speaking of hacking, up next, I'm going to reveal a story to you about how a Melbourne teen, an Australian teen, was able to hack into Apple's, that's right, the biggest tech company in the world, headquarters.
Oh, no.
I'll detail it up next. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Red Hot Chili Peppers with Danny California. I've got new Paul Kelly on the way, as well as Crowded House. Don't go anywhere. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
And can I tell you who's been naughty? Not necessarily after nine, Ollie. A Melbourne teenager that can't be named for legal reasons. That's who's been naughty, mate.
Oh, this is an Aussie kid.
It's absolutely amazing, all right? So this is detailed from vice.com.au, but I'm pretty sure a Fairfax newspaper called The Age that's down in Melbourne broke this news.
What a Vice getting in our show, isn't there?
Well, they seem to be popping up in my Apple News feed.
Thank you, Vice. Thank you so much.
We do love your work. This is absolutely amazing. So there's this teenager, right? He's now facing criminal charges. And this all started when Apple kind of got an alert that someone was hacking into basically their mainframe, what they're calling it, Apple's mainframe.
Oh, not the mainframe.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
You can't hear about, I mean, when you hear about the mainframe, especially in movies, I mean, it's a big thing.
Because
you know,
the lesser frame doesn't matter. No. It's the mainframe that...
Exactly right. I mean, just if you're going to interrupt, just have better gear than that, mate. Than not the mainframe.
Well, I was going to ask, Tom, I mean, you worked at Apple for a long time. I thought that from what you've told me, Apple was basically unable to be hacked. You said that.
I didn't say that.
Everything's encrypted.
Well, yes, everything is encrypted.
So you can't hack it.
Well, no, it's very difficult to hack. That's why for a Melbourne teenager to hack into Apple's mainframe, this is absolutely incredible. They reckon he's done it from his bedroom, and Apple contacted the FBI. The FBI then contacted the Australian Federal Police, and they've tracked down this Melbourne teen. Apparently, he had about 90 gig, which is a lot of content from Apple's network. But this is the kicker. He stored it in a folder called Hacky Hack Hack. According to Vice, they reckon that he had a folder called Hacky Hack Hack where he had all of this encrypted information
that,
from Apple.
Was that on his PC or his Mac? Do we know what he had? Or is that not too relevant?
I actually don't know.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. We actually do know. The AFP obtained a search warrant and raided the family home, confiscating two Apple laptops. Oh, someone's got cash. A mobile phone and a hard drive. So he did have two MacBooks.
Weird. He obviously reveres Apple like you do, but then also has a bit of a double two-faced element to actually hacking them.
Well, the teenager's lawyer said that the reason he hacked into the network was that he was a fan of the iPad and iPhone maker, Apple. He considered it a dream to one day work for the company, and the defendant was well known in the international hacking community. And this is one of the things that companies do, Ollie. They actually, a lot of companies will hire hackers. I know a mate who's now working for security for a big electrical car company, and he's doing that because he was hacking into systems as a kid.
Sorry, Tom. I've got to ask. It says here the teenager's lawyer said the reason he hacked into the network was he's a huge fan of Apple.
Yeah.
Wants to work there, etc.
Yeah, that's I've what got I was just talking ask, about. Yeah.
Is this teen you? Is it you? Because I know that you'd love to one day quit radio and get back to Apple and work on the floor.
Yeah.
What did you do? Were you a genius?
I wasn't a genius. No. I was a specialist.
You weren't a genius. Did that hurt? I mean, is it the goal to be a genius?
Not for me. No, I don't want to work in technical support. I want to enrich lives by selling products. I speak the credo, bro. I speak the credo.
I want to be on the floor speaking to the people of Apple.
It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. It's the new one from the amazing Paul Kelly. That one's called With the One I Love. Let us know what you think at triplem.com.au. Become a Triple M Club member.
Geez, Paul's churning it out. He had Life Is Fine, the album last year, which I believe went some kind of aria successes.
Yeah.
But this one, that's a brand new one. That's not from the album.
That's amazing.
It's new stuff from Paul.
How amazing that he just keeps making music.
And it sounds like the old stuff. That's what I like.
He's coming back for Making Gravy as well. His live show as well. He's touring around the country, which is going to be awesome. It's a nice Christmas show. Hey, Ollie, we just heard about a naughty kid because, of course, it is.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
A naughty teen from Melbourne who's unnamed for legal reasons, but he hacked into Apple's network. That's right, Apple's mainframe. And he had a folder called Hacky Hack Hack where he stored a whole bunch of data that he downloaded from Apple. I mean, this is a big deal because they're one of the most secure systems in the world. So he's hacked into this.
Would you have to say, would he be a genius? Like, and I'm not making an Apple joke. Would he be very smart?
Oh, incredibly skilled. Like, to be able to hack into something like that this is one of the most secure networks in the world.
How do you hack? Do you have to like write code?
Yeah, probably.
You don't know?
No, I think coding is a pretty, you know.
Or do you just click the right buttons in a row?
No. This kid will grow up to be one of Australia's greatest technological thinkers.
Well, he'd be in jail.
A lot of hackers though start out like this. But Ollie, it's not something that you actually think about, but it's something that you'll know, but I'm a hacker.
You are a hacker?
Yeah, I'm a hacker.
I asked you if this kid was you.
Well, I don't want to reveal too much, but I'm a hacker.
Uh-huh.
You know what I can hack?
I didn't know you're a hacker.
I've got a specific type of hacking that I can do, though.
You can hack.
Nothing you're going to say is going to be funnier than what I'm going to say. Just sit back and relax.
You can hack straight men's profiles on Tinder that you want to get with.
Wow. No. What I can hack, Ollie, is naughty videos. That's right. People's collections of naughty videos.
That is much funnier than what I was
thinking.
This
is where the Naughty After Nine comes into it. You give me a call on 133353. You give me three folders that are on your computer. I'll tell you which one's got the naughty videos in it. Just like this kid's named it Hacky Hack Hack. No one labels their folder of naughty videos. Nobody labels it that. Well, they always label it something like utilities or drivers. I mean, that's what I labeled it on my computer.
Do you want a test? Because I can give you my folders and you can do a test run.
All right, go for it.
So I'm giving you three. So two wrong answers, one correct answer.
Give me three folders. I'm going to hack into your naughty videos and tell you which folder contains the naughty videos. 133353 if you'd like to get involved.
First folder.
Yep.
Pokemon Blue.
Great.
Second folder.
I was blue, by the way, not red. Go blue.
Well, I had all three, obviously.
Definitely. And the yellow one where Pikachu followed you around.
And I beat all three. Was it Pokemon Blue? Was it Year 10 English?
Yeah.
Or was it Semester 2 2013 university work?
What was the second one?
Year 10 English.
Year 10 English.
It was actually hidden in Year 10 English.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
I was going to say semester two university work, but no, that was wrong. You were right.
Yes. This is where you come in. 133353. Present me with three folders on your computer. I'll tell you which one the naughty videos are in. I'm Tom.
I got a game for this.
Yeah.
Hack or hacker?
Great. 133353. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's something so strong, crowded house, Triple M's Tom and Ollie, of course, after 9 o'clock. I must say that we have a content warning on everything we do for those that are easily offended. 133353, get involved in this one though, because I reckon I can hack into your naughty videos.
Hack or hacker, it's called, Tom?
That's just called Hack with Tom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hack with Tom.
Yeah.
So it's going to get juicy, intellectual?
Oh, mate, let's talk. Let's talk where you're hiding your naughty videos. 133353. Amy, you know the rules of the game. You've got three folders in front of you. I'm going to guess which one's the naughty video one.
Okay. You ready?
Yep. Give us your three folders.
I've got TV shows.
Yep.
I've got documentaries.
Yep.
And I've got movies.
Ooh, okay.
Do you want my help?
If you'd like. Do you want to get involved?
It just sounded a bit like Amy almost stumbled and said documentaries, and I think that was a slip of the tongue.
Okay.
So that's my lead.
Ollie, I'm going to go with your documentaries. Amy, are you calling them documentaries?
I'm not calling them documentaries, but you are correct.
Yes!
No one ever looks at the documentaries folder.
That's true. Everybody's only getting your movies and TV shows.
Exactly.
So in the folder there it says Sicko, Michael Moore. That's not a naughty movie. That's the actual documentary Sicko, Michael Moore.
Oh, Michael Moore, great.
Boner of gun.
133353. Get involved. Give us your folders and I'll tell you where your naughty stuff's hidden. It's a fun game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. I'm pretty good at it.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Ollie.
Tom. What's going on?
You sound horrible already. There's two questions. A, why did you cut my birthday cake? And why are you now eating my birthday cake whilst we're performing radio?
Doesn't look pretty, Tom, but it tastes good. Good sponge cake. Who got it for you?
My friend Rennie. It was for me, and I was supposed to cut the cake. It's my birthday.
Mate, this isn't your party. We're working. The food is for sustenance. This is not like, there's no streamers coming out. Did I cut the cake too prematurely?
Well, I wasn't there.
Weren't you even there?
No, I wasn't.
That
there.
Is awkward. I'm sorry. It's good though.
You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Royal Blood. I only lie when I love you. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions.
Busy show tonight, Tom. So we are going to, with your birthday, of course, we're going to rest flirty 9:30, I think, till tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely.
Bring back in a
week. Well, it's not a nightly thing, I don't think.
I thought it was going to be.
Are you serious? You thought we're going to read a dirty story every night at 9:30?
That's what I was hoping for.
Wouldn't have thought so, mate.
Okay, but we'll do half an hour on your birthday.
Well, you wanted to bring this, so...
you've been pretty light on your birthday, haven't you? Yeah. You haven't been pushing it at all.
Nah. Well, it is my day, though.
Yeah, exactly right. Mm. There is a Facebook photo of you at our page, Tom and Ollie, and I did say caption this photo to make Tom feel special, and you're kind of looking a bit ridiculous, double denim.
Well, for those that don't know what I look like, how would you explain me?
Well, you look overly... You look like someone who's been holidaying in Bali for too long in this photo. I'm in the tan, of course. I'm not referring to anything else.
Thanks, mate.
Although you are wearing a strange necklace with your...
I just love a Nazi goreng.
You're wearing a grizzly bear hat.
Give me a bintang long neck any day. Get me down to Kuta.
Looks like you've had a few bintangs in this one. But one of the captions...
Yes, I'd love another massage.
Oh, that's not very nice. It's
what?
Gross.
That's what you do in Bali. You just get massages and sit by the beach.
Oh, okay. Tim has said... Nice pouch. How many socks are in there?
What?
He's your shorts.
Oh, definitely not.
Saying you got a big package.
Oh, thanks.
Anyway, a lot of other birthday not captions that saying sex on a stick. You look hot, Tom. Well done.
Yeah.
So you should be chuffed. I wanted to ask you, being your birthday.
Yes.
Your first time with quite a lovely boyfriend, Seth.
Oh my God, he's so beautiful.
You've been banging on about how much in love you are.
Yeah, we are. We're fully in love.
What did he do for you? What did he do?
He woke up before me. Left bed, went and bought all the ingredients for BLTs and made me BLTs for lying in bed and bought me hot coffee. It was the best.
Hot coffee?
Hot coffee.
Jesus. Well, you had to get a cold coffee.
Well, because the BLTs...
Did he get it straight from the kettle?
He kind of mistimed it and he made the BLTs, took them upstairs, put them beside the bed, went back down, made coffee. So it was quite an ordeal. And by the time we got to sit down and eat the BLTs were quite cold.
Oh, right. So when you said hot coffee, that was in comparison to the cold
BLTs. But you can have a BLT that's cold, you know? A lot of servos would sell a BLT cold, so it's fine.
Would they? I'm never going to eat a cold BLT. Sorry, Seth. You stuffed up there, mate. That's a cock up. Anything else or just the cold BLT and a hot coffee?
And then we went to an exhibition called Body Worlds, which is the first time it's premiered in Australasia. And it was kind of like bodies that have been skinned, and it's all about the human body and how it...
You went to a museum. That's pretty cool. Any gifts? You get any gifts?
He has got a secondary gift coming for me, but his first gift that he gave to me, which is very beautiful, is two photo frames of photos of us in it.
Oh,
that I can put on the mantle.
I've done that before when I've run out of time with Sarah. I've given a framed photo. I've done that. That's cute. No, it's nice.
Sorry, this is coming from the guy.
It's nice.
Who
Officeworks, $5. Print a photo off.
No, you had
easy.
You had good been going out with your girlfriend Sarah for about 5 years, and for Christmas, you took a plant from the pub we were working at and decided to gift that to your long-term girlfriend.
Hey, she loved that cactus.
And you got her chocolates as well. That was the most offensive part.
Hey, lint chocolate balls.
It's not okay. Hey, 133353, have you gone, have you stuffed up the gift? Because Seth hasn't stuffed up my gift, but you've definitely stuffed up yours.
It sounds like you're annoyed about, one, the cold BLT, and two, the last-minute photo frames.
Not at all. But have you stuffed up the gift? Have you stuffed up the gift? We have questions. 133353. Give us a call. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Original Sin in Excess. Good evening, Tom and Ollie on a station called Triple M. We have questions. That's what we do. We ask questions.
Tom, here's a question for you. Gift giving on birthdays,
yep.
Are you good at it?
Yes, I am.
Because
I'm very good at it.
We've asked, you asked if you've had some issues giving gifts, or what was the question? If you've given a bad gift, what did you ask?
Did you ruin the gift?
Did you ruin the gift?
Did you ruin the gift?
Not a running race. We're talking about if you ruin the gift giving opportunity. It's a good question, Tom. I wouldn't be worried about it.
I'm not worried about it.
It's a nice question to
You're
ask.
You're digging yourself a hole.
I think, this is off the back of your boyfriend, Seth, giving you a cold BLT.
Oh, no, it's not. My boyfriend did an amazing job for breakfast today. This is off the back of you giving me a book I've already read.
Oh, that's new information.
Yep, that's right. You gave me three. By the way, who gives someone a book these days? Gift it to the Kindle. I've got a Kindle, mate. Okay. Gift it to the Kindle.
Look, I'm looking at our producer Eli, and he's shocked because he knows that's rude. And I'm not. I don't come to work here with my good friend to give you a gift.
Mate,
to have you come on the radio and then say, what a shit gift.
All I'm saying is, I've spoken heavily about reading Cloud Street by Tim Winton.
And I accept that I got
and
that wrong.
You got me Cloud Street by Tim Winton.
I thought you had said I haven't read Cloud Street. You have read it?
That's how I got into Tim Winton.
That's why I got three books, mate. Two out of three ain't bad.
Yeah, and the other one is about a heterosexual couple falling in love. Great.
It's beautiful. You should
How
learn.
Can I relate to that? 133353. Did you stuff up the gift? Did you stuff up the
gift?
Right,
let's hear from Andrew.
G'day, Andrew.
G'day, guys. Yeah, I stuffed it up and stuffed it up in a big way.
Oh, no. What did you do?
I bought my wife a vacuum cleaner.
No.
Yeah, so apparently after having kids, you're meant to buy your wife jewelry.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, anything but a vacuum cleaner, Andrew.
Yeah, it didn't go down real well.
Unless it's one of those Dyson cordless.
No, $100 from Godfrey.
Oh, no.
No, sorry, even that, Tom. Because I've asked Mum this. I said, do you want a vacuum cleaner? When I was a kid, like when I was younger. And she goes, no, Oliver, I don't want a gift from you that just says, here, Mum, do more housework.
I'd love a vacuum cleaner, though. If someone got me a vacuum cleaner, I'd love it, Andrew.
We did need one.
Yeah, it's just not, it's not okay
it's
for a
bad
birth.
Message.
Yeah, you need to buy it as like a, we got a new vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, a bonus gift.
Yeah.
Yeah, for no reason.
Can't be on a day, Andrew.
Yeah, no, Andrew, I've learnt that now.
I reckon that I have hit my gift-giving stride right this year, in my 28th birthday year.
The year of others.
7 years of being with my partner, sure. I'm being very open and giving, Tom, this year.
Yeah.
But I think I've cracked it. I've worked it out.
Have you?
Yeah, I used to be terrible. I used to go with, as you pointed out, I did give Sarah a cactus, which was from a Kris Kringle at the pub we used to work at.
It's such a terrible gift for someone who's been in a relationship for several years.
We'd been dating for 3 years then, or 4 years.
Yeah, exactly. That's 4 years. You know so much about the person.
I know, but
you get her a cactus.
I was terrible.
And it's not even one that you purchased. It's one that was given to you in the Kris Kringle.
I was a bad, selfish person back then. I didn't know. Now I'm good at giving gifts. I give gifts to people for no reason. I buy things at the shop, at the op shop that suit people. So I want to, if you do have issues with getting gifts, if you're stuck in a pickle right now, I can help you on 133353. I'll brainstorm with you.
Oh.
And I'll help with buying the right gift.
Okay, 133353. If you need help giving a gift. But Craig, you stuffed up the gift giving.
Ah, Craig.
Yes, I can. You can probably say that. Oh. Going back a few years, I brought my wife I was stuck for a gift, so I ended up buying her a bottle of Cowboy Snaps when she was pregnant.
Cowboy Snaps.
Yes, and as you can imagine, it didn't end well.
What? Does she even like that drink?
Probably not.
Why did you purchase this gift?
It was a last-minute gift, and I was stuck. I didn't know what to do, what to buy, so that was it. I walked past the bottle, and there it was.
What even is Cowboy Snaps?
Cowboy Snaps, you know, for a cowboy.
Is it like a caramel snap?
It's a caramel snaps, but it's mixed with an Irish cream.
It's a premix.
To make it a sucking cowboy.
In one of those cool tornado-shaped, exactly. You know, divided things?
Exactly.
Oh, that is... That's even better.
133353. If you need gift giving help or if you stuffed up the gift, give us a call. This is the new one from Panic at the Disco. It's called High Hopes. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. It's Powderfinger on my mind. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Before that, a new one from Panic at the Disco called High Hopes. Hey, if you want to let us know about the music that we play, it's your Triple M. So head to triplem.com.au and become a club member. Tom and Ollie, we have questions.
Tom, I hope today's been good. Your birthday show, as you called it, or you had a birthday month, really, which was indulgent.
No,
but
I didn't.
Aren't you lucky?
I definitely didn't have a birthday month. You organised one thing on Fridays, and then you didn't even come to my birthday dinner last night. So, I mean, okay. I've had a great birthday. And then you cut my cake.
I'm not going to honour that.
And ate my cake. You cut and ate my cake tonight. My friend Rennie, good friend Rennie, bought me a cake that I was happy to bring into the show and share with people at the show, but you cut it.
Well, I haven't cut your lunch though yet. Your boyfriend? Yet. Could though, he's attractive. Speaking of attractive, Tom posted a photo of you for your birthday on our Instagram and Facebook at Tom and Ollie. Go find us there. And you're looking pretty funny with your double denim and your shirt open. And I said, caption this.
Funny, I look hot. Thank you.
Well, Lee Alexander just said, yuck. So that's interesting. But MC said, part of the village people.
Yep.
Nickel Jose said, fake tan and hillbilly look.
Well, it's not fake tan. It's real. It's a real tan.
Scotty says,
summer,
Scott so says, is that Mo Ginger?
It's definitely not. It's blonde, if anything.
And Jason Varley, our mate Jason, said, looks like a Mexican camel jockey.
I don't know what that means.
You're looking outside the room.
I don't know what that means.
Confirmation of what you look like a Mexican camel jockey. Make of what you will. Anyway, check out the video of Tom's birthday excursion to Parliament, which happened on Friday. It's.
I just want to list a couple of the things you've done for my birthday. You've purchased me a book that I've already read.
Three books. You dickhead.
Yeah, well, one of them's about a heterosexual couple in a relationship.
That's,
and that
that's
really
called
relate.
The Course of Love. And if you have a marriage or a long-term partnership that has any issues, go and read The Course of Love by Alan de Botton. I tell you what, it'll change your life.
So you've bought me a book that I've read. Taken me to Parliament for a tour.
You're welcome.
No, it's Parliament. It's what schools do.
Is this a thank you list?
You have come in here sick on my birthday show, so I've had to pull most of the show through.
Yeah.
You then go to my cake that I bought into the show. Yeah. You cut the cake and then proceeded to eat the cake.
You're still going. Yeah, okay.
There was no happy birthday there.
Mate, you've had enough cake. Come on.
Then you proceed to talk about my appearance. Happy birthday to me. And you realize, and you wonder
why. Is it
over?
2 hours
to go.
Oh,
God, here we go.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Tom and Ollie. Triple M.